Thanks, Hershey.
Thanks, man.
Form, blah, blah.
Any questions?
We don't have any changes, do we? So, no.
There we go. Okay, there we are again. Retail design. Oh, come on. Well, forgot to insert the minutes, but it's about the same thing we discussed before. Opened anyway. Other than that, anyway, we took rubber as a material last time. We also know that you've just been busy with it. Took the advanced chip, implement the advanced features. Well, we discussed the design. No sharp corners. We rounded it off, like you see on the other screen, which is fine. Apparently, we agreed that the color should be yellow and black, yellow in the back, because it's trendy. More trendy than black, anyway. So, MK, yeah. We agreed that we would implement both LCD and speech recognition. We'll get to that in a moment. There's some changes in the financials that led to some implications anyway. So, like I said, we had no inside finances, no prices, but we have them now. And it's bad. Anyway, we are prototype presentation. Well, first, you guys built the prototype, so you could present that. But, let's see, what we have to do. No, just go ahead and present it. We'll scrap it later because
I think it's more.
It's basically what we agreed upon, just a little bit more specific.
Not is that much.
No.
I didn't expect it. You just colored it.
Final design. Basically, indeed, what we discussed, cover and buttons will be made of rubber, yellow color, black components, as you can see right over here. We chose a different type of color for the menu, a bit darker yellow, so that it really shows in this keypad. If you put them all black, it's not really that good a contrast. So,
and I suppose the yellow is not printed on the rubber. It's part of the rubber, I suppose.
Probably, yeah.
And I think that's more. That's more durable anyway than printed onto.
And I guess it's more easier to just paint it on the rubber than to.
The integration story.
Okay.
So we have it's a bit round shape. That's what we had. We chose the buttons to be teletext, OK button, favorite channel, and the mute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what we chose there.
Okay.
If you have anything to add, please interrupt.
This is just a description of what you see there. So
that's pretty much it.
Okay. That's my time to ruin everything. Well, not ruin everything, but finances. This is what we have here, what you drew. We have battery power, we have advanced chips, and the sensor, sample sensor, and for speech recognition anyway. So which is one of the most expensive parts. So, well, we have one curve, a design, rubber design, and we had a special color. I suppose yellow is a special color. So it's just half a euro. We have push buttons and an LCD display. Gives us a total of 17 euros in production cost, which is higher than the 12.5 that we are permitted to use.
Mm-hmm.
So, easy, what do we scrape? Well, I think the best solution that I came up with is just to take out the speech recognition.
Because
the LCD has more support on the customer side. 91% of people 90% who favor an LCD display, and only 60% that favor speech recognition. I think it's
and we don't really have a extra function with the speed tempo, which you can't do with a normal remote control, which people already do. So
which is true. So I took that out. So and so I was still stuck with 13, so I had to take out the special color, I suppose. And yeah, I didn't see anything else I could take out. Yeah, I could take out the push buttons, but we need those. So apparently what I came up with, in order to have production cars with 12.5 euros, straight speech recognition and the separate covers can account for the, if people want, we'll just do it in black. We'll just deliver it in black. It has all the function that it's supposed to have. And if you want the custom design, then you can buy the separate covers.
Well,
or whatever you want.
I disagree with you on that, because the trend issue was a big issue when we started designing this. So can't we just
let's see what
13?
Let's just see what we. No, we will have to be under 12.5. It's not.
Okay,
there's
no
go to go over 12.5.
Okay.
So.
But there's another
well,
one. If you take another cover, for instance, black, then we also need another button frame, but black on black doesn't work, obviously.
I think that's what you were assigned to do, really, to see how both those work together.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, it's a good way to help people to keep Project Trendy 2. Just make new covers for it, like you created before. And everything that's left is the basic function that we want our product to have, because the expensive parts are in the advanced chip, but we need that for the LCD display. Then again, we have the LCD display, which is also expensive, yeah, but let's go together. And yeah, we could take out the curve. We could take out the curve. Is that an option?
Yes.
For you?
I think the color is more important than really the curve, because if you just end up with an entirely black remote control,
it does ruin it. But the fact that I took that decision, or took this example, actually not really the decision, but the example, is because we do offer the possibility of adding your own custom cover, so you can change it to any color you want. So it's just you deliver a basic remote control with the possibility to change it into whatever you want.
Can we not also change the material? We take plastic for the basic cover.
You can take plastic, but something that's stuck into my mind is that something that really came forward from the marketing research is that people like the squishy
sponge
feeling of the spongy feeling of the.
We can
it really makes
the
it also makes it different from the existing remote controls, because they're all plastic. So which in turn, rubber would increase durability because it doesn't break.
But what do you then suggest we lose? But you have to lose two things then.
I lost the speech recognition and I lost the special color, which would make this.
Okay, that's enough.
Black and gray. Yeah, that's enough.
So black and gray is okay.
I guess those are the basic colors, so
which we can fabricate.
I
think those
people want to pay for it. So
they
do we have to keep us on
make sure the profit? That's the order. We're the project team, and we got our orders from the
lots
of our company, which say we don't want to spend more than $12.50 for this. But that's not our decision to take.
No,
we have a budget of $12.50 per product.
Yeah,
so
we just stick to that.
I don't think it's really bad either. I mean, if we have the backup of or the backup design thing,
I hope the people would like it.
Should have. They would do. I think they do like it. You agree upon that the cover thing was a nice idea, because you could have all sorts of designs while at the same time just manufacturing one product, one basic product, which you could turn into any taste you want. So I think it's the best solution to make those custom covers for the design aspect and keep the functionality within the boundaries of your budget. So.
Also, should be clear to our customer that we had to do this to say to the customer they know that this is an option, and that we had to drop the option to stay under the cost. But they know that.
Well, I don't think. Yeah. Does it work?
But they
don't. It doesn't mean anything to the customer. Like
of course,
we don't care. We don't care that you have to.
No, but they think, yeah, okay, they come with such a nice idea. That's that they allow us to make.
piece
but
out
we
of
we
that.
Didn't get that. So I think it's it should either be a pack, maybe it's, they should be sold in stores with a standard cover or something.
No, but I'm talking about that person, but the one that has given us the order to design this. We could at least make it like this, like you said, and then tell them, okay, we had to drop this and that, just to let you know. It is still an option, but
it's
not
an
for
option,
this price.
Yeah, that's true. So actually, it's not that much of an increase, but yeah.
And
we kind of contact them, it's just the order that we got, so that's what we got to go with. So it's either, once just to get it through final, it's either turned into plastic, drop a squishy feel, make it more
yeah.
breakable, or turn it yellow. So it's something we have to decide on.
I'd say lose the curve.
Say lose the curve. Oh, that's true. We could lose it. Yeah, I forgot that. Sorry. Not the curve. So.
Well, which curve is that? That's basically
that's just
that
this
curve.
One. Just the banana curve.
Yeah.
So this would this
still
would
happy
be straight.
Comfort.
No, that would be a curve inside the thing, I guess. No, it would just be a straight remote, just like that. Which would, turn into something far more ordinary. We could make it yellow.
You second that.
You second that we lose the curve.
No, that it would. Turned out to be a pretty straightforward remote control.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's not really.
Yeah.
So I think it would be a good idea to keep the curve to separate from the rest of the remote control world, so to speak. So we keep the curve. So
I
the only only solution is either to use the lose the yellow or lose the rubber. And I'm in favor of keeping the rubber because it has more advantages than the color yellow has.
I would say. I would agree with you on the color because that's an extra option, an extra service we can deliver for a little bit more money. So
yeah, I guess people are willing to pay for that, so I think we can take that option just with the idea in the back of our head that you can customize your remote control. So I think that would still make it a nice product. Okay, we're final on that, so it's too bad we can't make the whole super thing, but anyways, we're here.
Yeah, basically what we discussed.
That's discussed just now. That's just now. We can just discuss how the project went. I mean, it was kind of
I sort of
expected that everything would turn out this way, but because everything cannot be for free. We didn't. I think it was too bad we didn't have the financial info the last time.
Yeah.
Because it was really essential to make because we spent an entire stage designing the product. Of which we had no idea what it would cost, so just something. I think it's really nothing disturbing to reality, actually.
I think I was a blind throughout the project.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I had no list of
materials.
And then I had
no list of at least the last thing I would have expected had to have that. So
let's see
if it sells. I mean, I suppose this sells because it's very. Very extended.
My hope
Let's
it sells.
I suppose it sells because it's good.
Oh.
I mean, it's got everything for the reasonable price because we didn't know what it's going to cost. Mm.
Okay. Let's evaluate the product of us, our design. I have some a method. Requirements and scale. I will present some statements, and we will decide together what if it's true or false.
Okay.
And then we see if the requirements of the user are fulfilled or not.
Yeah.
And I will make a new blank sheet.
Yeah.
So the buttons, the look and feel. I thought it was okay, but. Well, thumbs, settings, screen, audio, and channel.
Which are basically accessible for the menu button.
I think that they're totally met.
Oh, the menu button.
Really took them for the, they have the feel they want, they have the simplicity they want.
Then it's all,
I think it's very, very well met. Either two or one, maybe.
Three.
I think we took that everything they wanted into consideration, so it could either be two or one.
So, oh, wait,
One and a half.
The.
Which is not an option.
Oh yeah, it's worth the thing.
Good or not.
Look and feel it everywhere, it's true.
Yeah.
So, anyone? The next one. Yeah. When it slopes, then you can find
it. For deaf people, yeah. It's, I don't think it's perfect, but we did everything possible to get it back.
Yeah.
It's stuck in your conscience, you know, you can't hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried, so
and
I don't think that's the deserved one.
And it's, yeah.
Definitely.
Fine. That's okay then. And the next one. How is that? We don't have an
manual.
Manual, yeah. But
I
think
think
that's
LCD
part of it, but
could be a little bit more difficult than a normal one.
Yeah.
But then again, it's for young people, so.
Yeah, and LCD tells a lot about
yeah.
And it's pretty straightforward. You have
it's
a
pretty straightforward.
Navigation keys to navigate through the LCD
sure.
menu.
Yeah.
So
it's a one or
one I
don't know.
For
the advanced
there was no
settings.
Issue on making manual actually.
No, okay,
really
that's true.
I don't think it takes no. It really doesn't take time to learn.
No,
it's so we have so little buttons, everything speaks for itself, really. So I think that's yeah. It
takes
a two or one, I guess. Maybe it's a two because the LCD is a little new. There are some options hidden
yeah.
under the menu button, so I might make this a two instead of a one. I guess.
Yeah.
And the LCD, you have to see it. It's a little bit learning. Okay. Yeah. It's a little bit the same, but it tells you
what in a good way. I think so. I think it's perfect. The where it is, what it can do. Useful, I think.
Yeah. What are we displaying on the LCD screen? Just only the channels and or
the menus, right?
What's
things
that?
Like brightness and those kind of things we have no buttons for.
No, basically menu options indeed.
Oh, in the LCD screen.
I mean, the LCD screen, the small screen.
And for channel
like
selection, right?
I thought the people wanted previews on there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're even possible. Because it requires quite a good bandwidth. I don't think it's possible really, but they didn't really define what it should be used for.
Maybe a TV guide or something.
I think, for example, like TV guides, I think that's
yeah.
That you can transmit through it and everything. Just for extra information on your programs.
Yeah, it must be clear.
Also things like
what for
menus or how the preferences of your configuring your remote control for
yeah.
your favorite channel, for
yeah.
example, how do you configure that? So that's to be done by LCD display. Maybe it's not a one because we're not using it perfectly. We didn't give it. I don't think we're discussing now. We gave it enough thought. Though.
Yeah.
I think we should just lower it. Maybe it's a three. Could have used it more effectively.
Yeah, indeed. So everybody's agree with in the three on it. It's
we are using it, but it's not
yeah.
it's not poorly used, but it's not efficiently used, I think. We could have even lost the selection button and done everything by LCD selection.
Yeah.
But now it's just extra to illustrate it.
Yeah. That's right.
Extra feature, but okay.
Free.
That's how we're doing it.
Ah, nothing? That's
seven.
Seven? That's
Can you
or we could
control?
Say
well, we can't talk anymore.
Yeah.
So we scrape that.
Or we could say neutral mode because we scratched the.
Just you trigger, but of course you can talk to your remote control. Just do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can talk to
not
it.
Not with the speech recognition. Yeah, all the trends, no colors anymore. So.
Well, we did take everything into consideration, of course.
Yeah.
Only.
I think
that's okay.
But the colors, we don't have special colors.
No, we don't have the colors.
But we took into consideration the fact that it's customizable.
Yeah. But
to
we
the fashion.
Yes,
but yeah, we don't have
edge
it.
Product.
So
we don't have it. We do
yeah.
have it. It's
okay.
Just sold as a package. It's not part of the basic product.
Changing couples is also trendy.
That's why I call trendy. I mean, the shape is trendy, the functions are trendy. It's just the colors that are not supporting the basic model. Because yeah, it's just not affordable. It's
Maybe
not
we
adding
could
on.
Go with the two then, because it's not perfect, because we can't do it initially, but
it's possible that you have to pay extra for the possibility of having it and then it shouldn't bother.
Oh, cool. Two, right?
Yeah.
Last one. And that's
Overall
all.
score.
Overall, it's 10, 16, 3, 2, two point
something.
7 or something. I don't know. Six.
Two-third.
Two-thirds.
So we can say it's the product is, it's okay.
It's okay, but this year, mostly it's influenced by the fact that we didn't have enough resources to implement super admission. Yeah, that gives you a 7, which from your average.
Yeah.
So that you would be like under, it would be under 2. So I think even with this, it's reasonable.
Yeah, if we make it into a 4, as in neutral, because we didn't implement it, so we can't say that we,
that
it's really not well implemented, we come out at an average of 2.18.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah,
it's at least on the positive side, so we could definitely have done better if we had more resources, but
I think it's probably
I
do admit that we did miss a little or didn't talk enough about the possibility of the LCD display. We could have used it more efficiently, we just didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, with scope
true.
So like I said, changing channels, everything hidden in your LCD display. You just need the navigation buttons to do everything.
But I think for this price, this is really a reasonable product.
I think we did very well. I mean, if you look at this screen, we did quite well.
With an LCD screen?
Just looking for improvements, what you could have improved. So.
If people really want speech recognition, then they must be prepared to pay more.
They should get kids. Just stick them on TV and say, change the channel.
For this price, you cannot accept.
I don't think so. It's just it's not affordable.
No,
so you should lose the LCD screen probably, but I think the LCD screen is more worth than speech recognition.
It is more attractive.
Definitely. Okay. What's that?
Yeah.
So it's final plotting without the speakers, I guess. Let's see what was left in there. Another one. We evaluate the product. General project. For example, I thought we were pretty creative. The way we created, we took the whole new approach of making exchangeable cover, for example, which I thought was pretty creative. It was never ever listed somewhere.
Favorite channel.
Well, anyways, leadership's up to you. I screwed up because I put the speech recognition to do, but that's not from the other side. I think we did pretty well as teamwork, though. Because it was very hard to work with one another if you cannot communicate in the meantime. But when I got the input for the financial results, initially, of course, I wanted to contact you and say, look, this is, you're doing the wrong thing. You're wasting your time now because we're implementing stuff that we cannot afford. So it would be better if there was more communication between.
Yeah.
No,
we could share information.
What you would normally do,
yeah.
Either call or email someone. So that was too bad. It wasn't possible here.
That's the same thing that I didn't do. But I was using materials that I didn't have, so.
It didn't have or didn't knew what it cost or whatever, there was just too little information about what things actually cost and if you could use them. So that was a little unclear, so, I think the smart was pretty cool. I think, especially for design issues, it's very easy just to give your thoughts a little, it's easier to share them.
Although for actual design, I'd say the response time is
very bad.
Because
it's good to visualize everything, but I think the response time could be a lot better.
The digital pen was definitely better to draw off my ideas and to further elaborate on that. So.
Yeah, but there's also one problem with this, I noticed. You have to finish base before.
No, you don't have to.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't check the finish button. But you should just done it and you can copy it or whatever.
Okay, so
only if you check the notes or press done, then exports the word automatically. That's not necessary to check either one of those two.
But
just you can just preview your page in the program.
Okay, but I made three pages, and they were not finished. And when the third one was finished, I wanted to download it. Well, that's not possible anymore. Because you have to close all pages, and all pages before going forward.
Okay, before starting a new page.
So you cannot work on one or more pages at the same time. That's not possible.
Okay.
To finish completely, then download it. That's not possible.
Yeah.
That's not very good.
Any new ideas? Yeah, more communication between that's the thing I noticed that communication is very important because if you're getting information, it's essential for your other teammates to know that as soon as possible because you would avoid doing extra work because you were doing extra work now working on the speech recognition implementation, both on the technical and on the design side. So I think that could have been better, but I think it's more of a setting here that you kind of communicate than somewhere else.
Yeah, it could also possibly be using a more real-time information base, so we can all see.
Yeah, I think so.
Which
information spam is available. I'm not sure you got spammed as well. I get spammed like every 2 minutes. There was another email about master classes or something. So, which are totally useless. Actually, I thought I should probably look into them. They're all useless. So.
I personally did not have that.
Okay.
That's probably your luck description. But I also did not really assume you had that as well, is that we finished up the design and then we checked the website.
Yeah.
And then there was just extra information.
After 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There was a little delay in that.
Yeah.
I didn't have any more information. It's just always the same here, so that's kind of a change, but not for me. So I had no extra information to go on than what you gave me, actually. I couldn't do any research myself. I could have done a little extra work, probably. But I was busy enough, anyways. Any new ideas, Tom?
What's that?
How
much time do we have for this interview?
I have no clue.
If the project is evaluated and it was within budget, we should celebrate. So.
Bring on the beer.
Champagne.
Okay,
one
that's about it. I'm not sure what we should still do, though. Let's see what. All your tasks are finished, right?
No, I don't know. Like Deutsch is being very silent.
Yeah.
Okay. So the total report to finish up. So it's very little time now. Yeah, we're agreeing with everything. The design is okay. The one thing we missed, though, we don't have a product name.
No.
Product name.
It's better than I think than a serial number. So many TR something.
Think of a catchy name. Yeah. We'll be doing this until the beep. Until the beep.
Food name or something like that. The banana remote or something.
You don't want to remember a banana.
Yeah, it's the fun.
The banana. Because it's not yellow anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It is curved.
Yeah.
Well, I was going for the RC Deluxe, but it's not really a catchy name or anything. It's more.
At least it's not something with numbers.
Numbers are so meaningless to me.
Yeah.
Something with our company name.
Anything with that.
Maybe there's something on the website which will help us out.
Reaction future RC. Standing in the future for more control on TV.
Is that a name or a
that's a catchy slogan.
Or
control your remote control.
The Beam Reactor.
I don't know, future RC probably. Something like
the real reactor I can find that better though.
Real reactor.
Write it down. Reaction.
An option.
Make me think of different products in a remote control, really.
So that's one option. Should I write the banana down or? Sure. Do you mean it like?
R3C.
Do you mean it like this?
Real reaction remote control. R3C.
No, no, yeah. It should be longer because it's not a product manager. Put it on a box.
Triple R.
Just write a triple,
yeah,
like
triple
a word, triple R. C.
Triple
R.
Triple
R dash C.
Triple R C.
Dash C.
I think I like this more.
Triple R or triple R C.
Like C right
dash.
Now or a dash in the C?
How about do both? Sure it looks stupid. I think that the RC together takes away the image of it's a triple. The first one looks like it's a triple remote control, but it's only a single remote control. And especially on the triple R, that's important. Real reaction remote.
Yeah.
I would lose the C. Just name it.
Is it triple RC?
It sounds like thinking about two
triple
things and combining it. I would just say triple R. Triple R.
Yeah.
Well, that's another option.
I also sure it's a suggestion.
Okay, so which one are we going to scratch? Definitely. I'd say this one as well.
Yeah.
I think we're all agreeing on triple R.
Triple R.
Triple R?
Triple R.
Triple R.
Just like this. Just print triple R. Doesn't look that short. It's okay. It's like the right report now. Yeah, so we have everything. We have the product, we have the costs.
Oh.
We have the possibility of everything. Okay. I'm going to adjourn. Retire to my lair. Finish the report. Short meeting. Efficient enough.
Box is always an option to go home.
Okay.
Goodbye. See you around.
this all over again.
I don't really know what I'm gonna say to them as a picture. Is it okay if I try? Is it okay with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, okay, I'll ask you.
I'll put it back.
I need
okay, it has been saying something, but where to? I don't know. Oh, can I say express? I can't. Export as you wish. Okay, can I not put this? My document is the wrong one, huh?
Yeah, but
I cannot
network places?
Smart? No. It's maybe it's not on the network of REST.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay,
I wouldn't pick that one. No.
That's a pity. That means that we have to kinda draw it again. Are you gonna do that?
Excuse me, gentlemen. You saved on a JPEG.
Yes.
That's enough. It's saved then. If you
okay.
Try to export it to the JPEG, then it's okay.
Okay.
It's saved on the project documents.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything else. And the meeting is over.
Yes, that's correct.
I understand. Okay. And you can return to your rooms where the last final three questionnaires will be sent to.
Okay.
Okay. No. Oh, export.
Oh yeah.
Just do okay and it's right for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I see scores?
Oh, of course.
Let's 1, 2.